two back-to-back really good performances and good practice. What do you attribute tonight to?
I don't know. You know, I don't have a lot of answers tonight. I don't know.
This game is about runs. They had some big runs throughout the night. What do you think? Why don't you think you guys were able to maybe put one yourselves together, a couple together, to get back in this?
Well, I think it was pretty clear we didn't make a lot of shots. But, you know, we also were just giving up buckets at an alarming rate. So I don't know why. It was not a good performance.
Is that tough for this one, just based on what he said about the big wins and
the good practice? That was tough. You know, these are the big games, really. The Lakers and Boston wins, those aren't big games. Those are bonuses. You know, the big games are to beat the teams that are below you in the standings. So these losses hurt, and especially the way we lost tonight.
What do you do?
You get up tomorrow and start over. You know, that's simple. I mean, that's how you respond to these things.
Is there a sense in a game like this that somebody's waiting for somebody else to figure it out?
You know, I just felt like we were just getting outplayed, and I don't think it was, you know, necessarily anything complicated. Or just every possession, you know, it seemed like they wanted it more. They were dominating us in a lot of different categories, and they're too much for us tonight. So just disappointing, because I thought we had a great chance to win tonight.
As a veteran on this team, do you kind of say anything in the huddle, try to change that after a little bit?
Yeah, we tried. You know, we called timeouts. We implored each other to pick it up, but you know, we couldn't stop them, and we were missing a lot of open shots. So you know, it was one of those really difficult losses for us.
And some frustration in the third quarter with, I guess, a non-call.
No, it's just frustrated more about the way we played.
Is the mentality seemingly different? I mean, you guys obviously feel you can beat the top-tier teams coming into this game. Do you guys have a different mindset at all?
I hope not. You know, I mean, it's about being a professional, coming out and playing the same way every night. Tonight we just got outplayed. I don't really have any answers.
Thematically, it seems to play games like this against, you know, even the Thunder at home is like kind of like this one too, but get up for Celtics, Lakers, and Magic. And
yeah, I suppose. You know, I think we got to realize we're not really more talented than the Grizzlies or Oklahoma City. You know, we're not. We got to beat them because we want it more.
Was it, I mean, first quarter, it's a close game. I mean, they jumped on you, but you jumped on.
Yeah, end of the quarter, I think it was a 2 or 3 point game or something.
Even in the second, I think you got back into the
little, but you know, again, we end the half down 18 or 19. So I mean, every time we made a run, they jumped on us.
These energy plugs give you trouble, you think?
I wouldn't say it's like all or nothing. You know, I think we give ourselves trouble some nights. You know, we dig ourselves holes, and I don't know how to explain this one. Well, you can't make sure it doesn't happen. You just gotta try your best. You gotta get up tomorrow and try to work hard at practice and prepare to play. And you know, you gotta earn it. That's the bottom line. Tonight we didn't earn anything.
Why was the balance hard to come by tonight? Channing was off, and Jay Rich and Grant really were engaged.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was a big thing. You know, they were leaving Channing open, and he didn't make as many shots as he normally does. So offensively, I think that. You know, stuff there is probably staying at home more on Grant and Jay Rich.
You see this as taking a step back at all after the 3 games?
Well, we play so many games in this league. You know, by the end of the week, we could be heroes again. So, you know, we just got to stay even keel and, you know, take the good with the bad. And it's like the stock market, long term.
It didn't seem like really a case where you guys were going to underestimate them. You heard enough.
No,
and
yeah.
What they've been
no,
doing
that's why them. I don't know how to explain it. Other than the fact that, you know, we're not, you know, these guys are as good as we are. We're just better because, you know, we play better together most nights than other teams. And, you know, you got to want it more. And that's, I think, more than anything. But it didn't matter, and the ball kept going in the basket.
Okay.